While I was there, I also took the opportunity to meet Glenn Vena to find out how the Born Free Foundation rescues and rehomes animals from captivity.
We rescue wild animals that are kept in inhumane conditions all around the world, and we try to give them a better quality of life for a few years before they die. I like to describe this sanctuary as a retirement home. We have rescued lions and leopards here, and it's cats that were rescued from rundown zoos, circuses, nightclubs. And sadly, we cannot rehabilitate them and send them back into the wild. Some of them lost their canine teeth. Some of them, the claws have been removed. Some of them, because they were not fed properly, their bone structure didn't develop properly due to lack of exercise and not getting the correct food.
So if they're going to live here, though, they're going to need a lot of land in order to be, you know, comfortable and happy because they've been rescued from bad conditions. So how big is the sanctuary here and how much land do they have?
The enclosures here for our rescue cats each, you're looking at about 1.5 hectares. And we left the camps totally natural.
So how do you actually look after the animals once they're here? So they have 1.5 hectares of land to kind of live on. But what about their diets?
We feed them twice a week. We feed them with food that we get from our local farmers. Unfortunately, they can't hunt for themselves because they were born in captivity.
So how far and wide have you received animals from in the past?
Some of them came from Romania, Liberia, Sudan, the Ivory Coast, Greece.
And what about reproduction in these animals? You don't have that much land, so you obviously don't want them reproducing.
Definitely, especially in captivity. We don't want any cubs born in captivity. So what we did, all our male lions have vasectomies. It's a tiny little snip, which means they still mate, but no cubs born in captivity. Reason why we don't castrate them completely is that the testosterone is responsible for the growth of the mane. So if you castrate them, the mane falls off. And our lionesses, we've put them on contraceptives. The reason for that, why we put them on contraceptives, is that the wild lions on Shamwari will pick up their scent when they are in heat. So if they are on the contraceptives, they don't come into season. And that keeps the peace between the animals.
Okay, so in order to understand more about how you're looking after the animals here, you're going to take me on a tour just to see a bit of the land.
Hello, boy. Hello, boy. Good boy.
So we've come round the back now, and Sinbad, the lion, is actually here now.
Yeah, Sinbad was fed mainly on a diet of pasta and deboned chicken. So his bone structure didn't develop properly. So he's half the size of a normal lion because he didn't get the proper diet from an early age and the lack of exercise. And he's got no claws. Maybe when he started to scratch people, they pulled the claws out. And then he lost his canines too. But that was due to frustration while he was kept in that small cage. He was chewing on the metal bars. So basically the canines broke off. So they are the same length or height as the molars.
Now, when the animals first come here, though, it's obviously going to be a change to them because they've been mistreated and things like that. So what do you have to do in order to introduce them to the sanctuary?
At first, before we release them into the big enclosure that's 1.5 hectares, we keep them in a smaller enclosure, which we call a hospital camp. And that's where they'll acclimatize to the new environment, get used to the electrical fence. They have to touch the fence to know or to respect the fence, or otherwise they can run straight through it. It's only electrified and it's got about 10,000 volts, kilovolts running through it. So it won't hurt the animal, but it just gives them a big shock. But sometimes it can take them up to 3 weeks, sometimes up to 6 weeks, just to adapt to this environment here. For some of the rescued animals, for example, like Sinbad, that used to stay in a concrete cage, for him it took longer to get used to this environment. He wasn't used to the thorns, he wasn't used to the soil, he had to get used to the bushes and everything. It's stuff that he never saw, vegetation that he never saw in his life. So it took him about 3 months to get used to this environment. Yeah.
Now, I can't stress how close to us this lion is. He's less than a meter away from us, but fair enough, there is a cage in between. But he's very well behaved. I mean, he's just kind of sitting here alongside us.
Definitely, he's totally relaxed. As you can see, he's busy just grooming himself, but we must still treat him as a wild animal. It's just this fence that's keeping us, you know, away from him. Otherwise, if we did something silly, he could come through and he could devour us.
Okay, well, I won't be doing that.
No.
We've now come round to where the leopard triplets are, and they're all, one of them over here, just about, a meter again in front of us is just sitting under a tree because it's very hot. Now, what's the story with these leopards, Glenn?
Well, these three came from Sudan, found by the soldiers at the age of 2 weeks in the desert. Now, I'm not sure what happened to the mama. She was probably looking for food or out on a hunt when the soldiers came across these leopards and picked them up and took them back to the army camp. And they wanted to use them as watch cats, maybe watchdogs at the camp. But this one in front of us that's sitting under this tree, his name is Elam, keeping cool. And here comes Sammy, now the dominant male. Hello, Sammy.
He's ignoring you.
Yeah, he's just walking up to his brother now. Very social.
He's got like a large area just kind of hanging low from his belly. What's that?
Now, you see, our cats, especially with the leopards, they've been completely neutered. And once you do that, especially to the males, you remove all the hormones. So that's why they get a bit big. They are not as active as a wild lion or a leopard. Remember, in the wild, they would chase things. But here, it's a much easier life.
And did they find it hard to adjust to being here?
Well, I mean, they came here when they were about 5, 8 months old. And because they had each other's company, probably it was much easier for them than the other rescued cats that came here.
So Born Free is doing a lot of good work here and looking after these animals. Are there any future developments for Born Free?
At this stage, we're busy developing another centre. It's about 70 kilometres away from us. We call it the Jean Bird Centre. Born Free is rescuing more cats, leopards and lions, so we need another home for them. And with that centre, we can accommodate another 12 animals there now. I like to refer to what we're doing as compassionate conservation.
So the Born Free Foundation rescues big cats from small cages and allows them to live out the rest of their lives with freedom to roam, the right diet, and as much care and compassion as they need. That was Glenn Vina, who also pointed out that many of their rescue animals were first reported to them by tourists. So should you see an animal in need, be sure to get in touch with the Born Free Foundation.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science, the Naked Scientists. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.